This summer, PBS and Boston Public Media Station WGBH are launching a new cartoon. Molly of Denali is the first nationally distributed kids program to feature a main character who's Alaska Native. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, the show's producers are working to make sure the show is as authentic to the Alaska Native experience as possible.
Hey everyone, it's me, Molly. So there's this canoe race in Alaska where different schools compete in three-person teams. And I realize
that's Molly Mabray. She's a 10-year-old Athabaskan girl who lives in the fictional village of Kaya in interior Alaska. And this summer, kids across the country will be able to watch Molly, her dog Suki, and her friends on their various adventures in Alaska. In building the show, producers reached out to Alaska Native groups around the state to form partnerships and ensure both authenticity and respect to the subject matter. It's through these partnerships that Dewey Hoffman, a Koyukon Athabaskan community advocate, became one of the show's cultural advisors.
At first, I was a little bit hesitant, thinking that, okay, they're going to have one advisor to represent all Alaska Native peoples, all 20 languages, 200-something tribes, and that's not real representation. That would be closer to tokenizing.
Hoffman says through Molly's travels and interactions, Molly's mom is a pilot and she helps her parents run their local store, the show highlights many aspects of Native life in Alaska. He says the creators are trying to feature 5 Alaska Native words or phrases in each episode with enough context for outside viewers to understand. There will even be an episode where Molly gets a traditional Athabaskan name of her own. Hoffman says there will also be traditional rural activities such as subsisting, dog mushing, and canoeing.
Okay, Kaya canoers, forward ho!
Even though Molly of Denali is a kid's show, Hoffman says that the cartoon tackles some heavier issues, such as intergenerational trauma among Native people. For several generations, many Native people were sent off to boarding schools, where their Native cultures were suppressed. Hoffman describes the plot of one of the episodes.
She gets involved with Native singing and dancing and tries to pull in her grandpa. He resists, and she's not sure why. And as the story unfolds, it's really a triumph and something that shows how our people are constantly overcoming challenges.
Recently, PBS and WGBH announced 6 Native screenwriting fellows who will be working on the show, bringing their Indigenous perspectives and stories into the picture. Haida filmmaker Joe Yates is one of the fellows. Yates says the episode he's working on deals with sports in Native communities. He says the fellows come from a wide range of Native backgrounds, and he's grateful for the opportunity to help tell the story of Alaska Native people to a wider audience.
I really hope that, you know, this is not just a one-time thing, but hopefully they not just hire us, because, you know, it'd be great, but to hire other Native writers who are looking for to be part of something such groundbreaking as Molly of Denali.
In preparation for the launch, the producers have held several test screenings in the state. Dewey Hoffman, the cultural advisor, says he's happy the show has received positive responses from Native children and their families. He says there aren't a lot of portrayals of Native people in mainstream television, especially kids programming.
It's really important to understand that if they're portrayed in a positive or negative light, that actually has an impact on their self-esteem and how they view themselves.
For non-Native viewers, Hoffman hopes the show will portray a more nuanced view of life in Alaska, beyond the typical outdoorsy tourist stuff like fishing, nature, and wildlife. Families across the country will be formally introduced to Molly this summer when Molly of Denali premieres on PBS Kids. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.